Many teachers are frustrated with state lawmakers. Teacher pay has pretty much stayed the same for the past 5 years, except for a 1% raise last year. This year, the legislature got rid of tenure and a salary boost for master's degrees. Add to that an increase in testing, and momentum was building for a walkout on November 4th. It had the support of Stacey Fraley, a librarian in Wake County Schools.
It was just kind of like, you've done everything you can do, you've worn red, you've gone to peaceful rallies, and nothing was working. So it's like, okay, what do we do now?
The plan was to just call in sick that day. But a collective action like that in North Carolina would be considered a fireable offense. So Fraley and others started having second thoughts.
Nobody wants to lose their job, and nobody actually wants to walk out on the kids. We want to make a positive change.
The North Carolina Association of Educators suggested a walk-in instead. The latest plan is to invite the community, including elected officials, to spend some time at schools on November 4th. The group's president, Rodney Ellis, hopes that will inform those officials' decisions on education.
They are making decisions that impact public schools, and I'm not certain that all of them have spent time in public schools to get a clear understanding of what teachers do, what educators in our school buildings do, how valuable each and every one of them are to providing an education for our students.
Some officials may see it as a campaign opportunity, since the next day is Election Day. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.